Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Ethan Neisler. He is a 4-H ambassador over in Osage County. And Ethan is here today to talk about a trip that he took here recently as a 4-H'er. But first of all, Ethan, let's talk a little bit about who you are, how you got involved in 4-H. What things do you do with the program?
So how I kind of got involved in 4-H, our extension office in Linden was holding this project type deal, and our Linden Leaders Club, the club that I am involved in, was actually just getting started back up that year. So we decided to join, and ever since then, it's been history.
What types of projects have you been involved with in your years in 4-H?
So I've been involved in many projects, outside projects, inside projects. Some of the projects I'm involved in have been woodworking, electrical, welding, and horticulture, crop. I'm in the beef project and goat project as well.
Wow, that's a lot of different things. Which one do you like best?
What I like best is probably both my animals, the goat project and the beef project, because I like to be outside and get to work with them and build a relationship with them.
Okay. Have you shown every year at the fair?
Yes, we've shown every year at the fair ever since I started. I used to show pigs, and then I got out of the pigs and got into the goats. So it's just something different.
What got you involved in being an ambassador over in Osage County?
So instead of doing a king and queen type deal, king 4-H and queen 4-H, however they say that, we decided, I was in on the interview process, and we discussed and all this, of coming up with a ambassador program, so a team, basically, instead of a king and a queen. I was involved in helping get this thing started, and we had four people that were interested in doing it. So we put those four together as a team, and then we got it going, and it's been going really great since we started it.
And what types of things do you do?
We do a lot of different things. We do leadership skills type deals. We come up with like a 5-minute elevator speech about 4-H and what it means to us and stuff like that. And we give it to a local organization or club or something like the Lions Club or something like that. We've done workshops and many different things.
Now, recently you attended Citizenship Washington Focus. First of all, tell us what that was all about and what did you learn from it?
Yes, I just got back from that trip a couple days ago. It was a week-long trip. We left Sunday, came back Sunday, and you sit through a couple meetings and stuff. PAs help you, so kids that are just a little bit older than you, that are in college, they go over citizenship-type things, leadership, how to be a good citizen and stuff like that. And we went and looked at the monuments. They gave us a tour, but we also had a lot of fun, but we also had to learn what citizenship is and leadership and stuff like that. So it was a good time.
And how did you get selected to do this?
So you have to fill out an application to get included into this program, and then you have to do the fundraising and stuff like that and raise money, and then when you have the set amount that they already gave you, then you get to go on the trip. I've heard like from other states that were there, it's a different organization that they run through. You don't have to fill an application. You just have to raise the money and stuff like that, and they'll take you. So it's different all over the state.
So, yeah, different states have different criteria for that.
Yes.
Well, Ethan, usually when I talk to a 4-H member, I ask them what you would say to somebody, a youngster who was maybe thinking about getting into 4-H. What would you say to that person?
Just like I say to everyone that I talk to in FFA and in 4-H, just try it. Try something new. You know, you never know. I tried something new with the Goat Project, thinking, you know, this was only going to be a one-year deal, and now I'm up to like 4 or 5 years with the Goat Project. So I tried it, and I liked it, and we're going to keep going with it.
Okay, Ethan, thank you for being a guest with us here today, and good luck during fair season.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.